Coming up 11 minutes to 11 o'clock on a Thursday morning, the first education and career expo taking place entirely on WhatsApp. Yes, you heard it correctly. Entirely on WhatsApp. South African matriculant school leavers and students who've completed the expo's career guidance journey can now unlock access to apply for more than 140 bursaries and valued at over 20 million rand. They've also have access to more than 20 education institutions who will be hosting stands at the expo, as well as a wide variety of career guidance, learnership and job opportunities. Joining us on the line this morning is Jared Raison, Africa Director for the Knowledge Trust. Jared, a very good morning to you and welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
This sounds like an incredible, and you've hit the nail right on the head, having an education and a career expo on WhatsApp, making things in that way very relevant to the youth.
Absolutely. So, really what we did is, the Knowledge Trust is a social enterprise. Our mission is to make education accessible. And we've got about 400 odd thousand young people using our platform. And we're connecting them with about 450 commercial partners who offer learning and earning opportunities. And we've been doing this for the last 4 years, strictly online. And in the last 18 months, both sides of our community have really struggled to engage with each other. Typically, young people and education institutions and businesses would do a lot of their engagements in physical environments, either at universities or at youth cafes or at exhibitions, and that hasn't happened. So we really needed to find a way to bridge that gap and to create inclusive access for both young people to reach their potential and for businesses and education institutions to engage with their target audience. And WhatsApp just seems to be the right answer.
Tell us how this will actually work, because you have, as you've mentioned, you have a number of people who are students, and then you have your 20 education institutions, that we're hosting at the stands. How are you actually bringing the two together? What process have you put in place for that?
So what we've done is we've gone to our network of education partners, and we have essentially collated all the collateral that they would typically issue and disperse at an expo, like their brochures and their flyers and prospectuses about their programs. And we've taken all that content and digitized it into a WhatsApp bot, so that a young person can really purely through a chat, through an app that they use every single day, they can go to our bot and they can just type the word expo, and they'll be taken through a guided journey where they can visit virtual stands. They can download the brochures. They can watch welcome videos from the institutions who have digitized their welcome message. And they can leave their details with that institution so that they can engage now on a live phone call, or however that may be, so that the young person can get the information they need to decide, okay, is this the right institution for me? Would I like to enroll? And then the second thing we've done is we have digitized their bursary applications, both for institutions and for corporates, so that the entire application process happens start to finish on WhatsApp as well. And really what this has done is it's just created an always-on platform that's inclusive and accessible. So young people, whether they're in a rural area or in a township, or at a school, as long as they've got connectivity to WhatsApp, they can get access to these opportunities.
And COVID has probably taught your organization, as well as everybody else, to think completely different. And we're chatting this morning to Jared Raison, who's the Africa Director for the Knowledge Trust. And this is the first education and career expo taking place entirely on WhatsApp. Who will be exhibiting on this particular platform, Jared?
So from an education institution point of view, we've got representation from the creative schools. So this is the likes of Red and Yellow and the Academy of Digital Arts and Inkscape, right through to business schools. We've got Tiba Business Academy, as well as Mancosa. But we're also catering to the hospitality type youth who would like to engage with the likes of the International Hotel School, as well as the complete other end of the spectrum, individuals who'd like to work with their hands, who would like to be artisans. They can meet the likes of the Artisan Training Institute. So it really is quite diverse. individuals, regardless of which career path or education path they might want to pursue. There should be an opportunity for them there. And as you mentioned earlier, there's also the 140 bursaries that we're hoping young people will welcome with open arms and come submit their applications.
The job market, Jared, changes so constantly and so rapidly these days, and the skill sets that are, you know, that are needed by employers, it's just really, really such a vast market out there these days. How will you bring that sort of skill set and the fact that these are the jobs that are available and all of these things are available, you know, out there? How will you bring that into the expo?
Absolutely. That's a really great question. So we've divided the expo up into three categories. And the first one is guidance. So young people, 77% of young people have told us that they don't have the access to guidance and support to help them make informed decisions. They aren't necessarily aware of what the future of the world of work looks like. And then they don't know what to study to position them to access those opportunities. So in Guidance Month, we've got content from a range of partners, which is accessible completely via the bot at the expo, where young people can now navigate to understand what does the future of work look like, what skills are needed, not only from a hard skills point of view, more importantly, from a soft skills point of view. So we're huge believers that individuals have the highest chance of reaching their potential if they live a life of values. And one of the values that we try to impart and to teach our members is the value of curiosity and the value of a growth mindset. And really, the world of work is changing so rapidly that even the things that we may teach young people right now, the reality is in the next 2, 3, 4 years, they may be completely irrelevant again. That's how quickly things are changing. But if we can teach young people to be curious, to ask questions, to have the ability to unlearn and relearn, and the content to help young people do this is available at the expo, then we're really equipping them with lifelong skills, skills that are timeless, that they'll be able to use for the next 10, 20, 30, 40 years, regardless of how much the world changes. And that's our big focus.
You know, I often wonder to myself when I sit down and I look at my youngest and I look at my oldest and I say, the advice and the jobs and the job opportunities and the jobs that I'm telling this young child about is totally different from the jobs that I actually would have told my older one about many years ago when she was studying.
Yeah.
So that's how the market actually changes. We're chatting this morning to Africa Director for the Knowledge Trust, Jared Rison, and this is the first Education and Career Expo taking place entirely on WhatsApp. 140, 150 bursaries available, valued at over 20 million rand. I think a number of people out there asking the question, Jared, where can I join this platform? How can I get on to this expo that's happening?
Perfect. I'd love to share and I'd love to welcome everyone to partake in the expo, whether you're a young person, a matric, or you're a student who you're looking for an opportunity, or whether you're an education partner or a business looking to engage with young people through a channel that they're always active, please do reach out to us. So if you'd like to attend the expo, just send the word expo, E-X-P-O, to our number on WhatsApp. It's 084-030-9432. If you didn't get that number, please find us on our socials, the Knowledge Trust on Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook. The number will be there. There'll be links to take you there. If you're a partner and you'd love to get involved, please visit our website, knowledgetrust.org. We'd love to connect you with young people. We know how difficult it is for businesses and institutions to reach the audience they would like to speak to now because they can't go to them to see them face to face. So if we can be a channel to help you connect, we'd love to support you.
And I think it's also that time where it becomes difficult for parents when, you know, when you've got a matriculant in the home and this matriculant is completely and totally undecided. You can sort of guide them to Knowledge Trust and you can both sit down around the table and then make the relevant decision and make the most important decision because your passion might not always be the passion of the child.
100%. And really, as the Knowledge Trust, our vision is a world where everyone has an equal opportunity to reach their potential. And the reality is everybody's potential is different. And we would never want to be an organization that says, this is what you must do. This is the path you must take. All we can do is provide knowledge and provide access to information to enable people to make their own informed decisions. And we do that by, again, working with our network of partners. Really, the Knowledge Trust is a platform. We don't create courses. We don't create guidance content. We know that a lot of this information exists already by the fantastic organizations that do this every single day. We purely want to be the connector and the bridge. And WhatsApp is a fantastic bridge for that because it's used by 99% of young people. And it's a third of the cost to use compared to traditional data. So we know that 90% of youth buy WhatsApp-specific data. So the reality is, if you aren't engaging with individuals in a way that is affordably and accessibly available to them, and unfortunately for the youth, they'll never really get access to all the opportunities that they need. But also for the businesses and the educators out there, they may also struggle to distribute the content that they've spent so much time creating to those who really need it. And that would just be a travesty.
And this is the key to bring it together. Jared Rison, the Africa Director for Knowledge Trust, chatting to us this morning. Coming up in the next hour, we chat driving licenses or driver's licenses. Are there enough spaces to pass out? And why has the Joe Garvey K53 practice yard in Philippi not been reopened? 11 o'clock, time for the latest news with Regan Thorne.
On ktalk.co.za,
on the app,
on DSTV channel 885,
and across the city on 567.